Welcome to Maseches Ksubos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 2, Mishnah 9. The Mishnah begins, Ha'isha shenich b'sha b'dei goyim. If a woman was taken captive by non-Jewish people, she was thrown into jail, or she was captured, ayidei mamon, if the reason is because she owed them money, muteres labala, then when she comes back home and she's freed, she's permitted to her husband, even if he's a goyim. Because we don't assume that the goyim will rape her, because they want to get their money back. And if that ends up coming to the forefront, they're not going to get their money back. Let's say the woman was taken because she was convicted for death. She was going to get capital punishment. Then she prohibited to her husband, even if he's a Yisrael. And the reason for that is because we suspect that perhaps she had relations with somebody there willfully. Maybe one of the captives said to her, listen, I'll free you if you are with me. And therefore, we assume that she may have done that. And if so, if an Eishes Ish, a married woman, has relations with someone, she is prohibited to her husband. Ir Shekiv Shokarkon, a city that was conquered by a besieging army. Kol Kohanah Yishanimtu B'Seicha, any woman that's a Kohen inside of that, says the Mishnah, P'sulaish, she's possible, she's invalid to marry a Kohen, because we assume that maybe one of the conquering soldiers raped her. V'im Yesh Lan Eidim, let's say she has witnesses, even one aid. One witness, afilu aved, even a servant, afilu shivcha, even a maidservant, that nobody touched her, harayel namanim, that they are believed to testify that she was not raped by anybody. But a person is not believed to testify about themselves, and we find this as the Mishnah says, Amrab Zechariah ben Akatz, Rab Zechariah ben Akatz said, Hamoin hazeh, the Beis Hamikdash, this holy place of Hashem's presence, I swear by it, loizaza yadash mitoch yadi, that the hand of my wife to not move from my wife, Mishasha, Nichmasu Goyim Yerushalayim, from the moment Yerushalayim, the Goyim, the conquering army invaded Yerushalayim, that she yatsumun until they departed, and therefore she should be permitted. Amrulai, they said, Einada Meid Ali, the Atzmai, a person is not believed to testify about himself, and this pertains to himself, so he's not believed. The Gemara adds to this, and the Gemara says that even if there's one hiding place for one person in the city, that means there's some attic somewhere which has a false wall or something like that, and one woman could have hidden. The halacha is that every woman in the city is considered tahira because they all have the amigu. They could have said, you know, instead of them saying I was not, that nobody touched me, they could have said I hid, and therefore everyone is considered tahira. Everyone is considered pure, and we don't assume anyone was, God forbid, raped. Let's see Mishnah. You had one more Mishnah. Ve'elu, these people, ne'manin lahayid begadlan, are believed to testify when they're gedolim, when they're already adults. Masharo bekatnan, this that they saw, about something that they saw when they were children. A child's usually not believed to testify, but these people are believed to testify when, as an adult, what they saw as a child. Says the Mishnah, ne'man adam loymer zek sav yodoy shalaba, a person is believed to say, this was my father's signature. This was my Rebbe's signature, my teacher's. This was my brother's signature. They're believed to testify that when they're already a gadol, when they're already an adult, even though the woman saw it when they were a child. The Gemara, however, adds that there has to be another aid with them. There has to be at least a gadol, a regular person that saw it as an adult, and then the two of them combine. Continues the Mishnah. Zachar ha'isi, I remember b'plainis, this particular woman, I was by her wedding, she was wearing a special veil, which only unmarried girls wore, only besulis, only virgins, v'resha parua, and her hair was hanging down her shoulders, as we saw previously in the Masechta, and therefore he's believed to say that. And the remark explains, because since the majority of women get married anyways when they're virgins, therefore, this is just a kind of giving us more insight into that. The adult could say about what saw as a child. I remember when we were kids, my friend, he used to go straight from school to the mikvah so that he could eat truma. So therefore, we can say that we assume that he's a kain and permitted for him to eat truma. And I remember also that when we went to the granary, we went to the silos, he used to take truma, this kid. So now we say he's a kain. Or he could say, I remember that this field is a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras is an area where there's a suffix. We're not sure that maybe if someone is buried over there, Kehanim are not allowed to go there. This fellow can testify. Or that this is the area where we were able to go to on Shabbos. This was the Tchum Shabbos, ended over here. We know you're not allowed to walk more than 2,000 amos, about 4,000 feet outside the city. So a person is believed to say that. But a person is not believed to say, that this fellow had the right to walk through this field, and therefore he's giving a fellow right in somebody else's field. Or this fellow was just used to use this place to accompany the dead people, to eulogize them, and therefore there should be a right. There's some type of eminent domain over here that you're not believed to testify because he cannot testify about monetary matters. Wishing you an amazing Erev Shabbos and a wonderful Shabbos.